It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
This is the season to let tomatoes take center stage. And a tomato tart is the perfect dish to make this summer's bounty be the main event at your table. My tomato tart is similar to, but lighter than, a southern tomato pie. A classic tomato pie is a deep dish pie that is super cheesy and eggy. This tart, however, is very thin and doesn't have an egg or a mayonnaise-based custard. This tomato tart is stunning and simple. It is a winner as a light entree with a salad, and it is one of my family's favorite summertime treats. First, you blind bake a traditional pie crust in a tart pan. Then, my lighter version gets a punch of flavor with a layer of Dijon mustard you spread on the pre-baked crust. My rule of thumb is to spread the mustard just like you would on a sandwich. Next comes a thin layer of shredded cheese. All you need is about 1 cup. I like to use Gruyere because of its delicious nutty flavor. The fun of summer tomatoes is the variety of heirlooms. When making my tomato tarts, I like to mix it up and use both red and yellow tomatoes, as well as an assortment of cherry tomatoes. Place your tomatoes in a single layer over the cheese, season with salt and pepper, and pop the whole thing in the oven for about 35 minutes. The real stroke of genius to this tart is the basil, garlic, and olive oil mixture you add at the end. By spooning this mixture over the hot tart right when it comes out of the oven, the flavors infuse into the tomatoes in the crust, creating the sublime tomato and basil combination that we all love. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.